Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy, Tara.
Okay. Once again, the way your world is manipulated, everything, and you think, well, you know, I'm good. I listen to talk radio. I catch most of it. But no, your whole world is manipulated. Every last bit of it by the media in ways you don't even realize. And one of the ways they do it, Lee, is what they give importance to and what they do not.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
There was a massive breaking story over the weekend about Russia and collusion. You're thinking, Lee, you're thinking, yeah, yo, I know that. 60 Minutes, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, we all know that. And Rod Rosenstein, the top crooked cop in the country, should have been in prison by now, would have been in a country that wasn't a banana republic, has decided to leave on his own accord. He's just, you know, decided to leave. They do that. You're crooked enough, you could do whatever you want up at that level, right? Okay, the big story this weekend was not any of that. You didn't even hear it. It was massive. It was a huge story. So it wasn't Rosenstein. Nope. Wasn't McCabe. Nope. Wasn't McCabe admitting, oh, hey, yeah, we were going to use the 25th Amendment illegally to take the president out. Wasn't McCabe essentially admitting they had no evidence, so they just didn't like the way things looked with Russia, so they just went after Trump. Eventually, they admitted to the coup. Was that the big news? That was pretty big, but no, that wasn't the big news. Now, the big news you didn't hear about at all. This should have been the big news. The big news in the whole Russia coup was what Tom Fitton and Judicial Watch got a hold of. Did you hear this, Lee?
Have not seen that, no.
Oh, well, that's figures, because it's the big news.
It's because I've been monitoring.
Did they pay you to monitor what everybody says is the news? And unfortunately, what should be the news is never mentioned. All right. What did they find? This is stunning. Judicial Watch, it's taken a year. And without Judicial Watch doing the job of the entire Department of Justice, FBI, and sometimes the CIA too. Oh, and the whole mainstream media. We would have no idea what was going on in this country, right? Thank God for them. Do you know what they found? They got, as part of a 2018 Freedom of Information Act request, a chart. 3 days after that famous press conference where Comey came out and said, but we just love Hillary, so she's not guilty. That one, they put together a chart of all of her crimes. They put together a chart of her. Wait.
Oh, gosh.
3 days out. Yep. Along with their relative felony or misdemeanor classifications.
Yeah, I have to laugh, I tell you.
Which is helpful, you know. Where is that? I mean, do you know that means that Comey went before the American people, flat out lied. She's not guilty. And then resumed documenting her crimes. Here's Tom Fitton on that.
We have new FBI documents showing a cover-up of the true extent of Hillary Clinton's potential crimes in the email scandal. 3 days after James Comey corruptly let Hillary Clinton off the hook for her email misconduct, the FBI was compiling a chart of the statutory violations considered during the investigation of Clinton and the reasons for the recommendations not to prosecute. Instead of releasing this chart and other information, it turns out the FBI took steps to make sure the chart was kept in the pocket of the agent compiling it. Well, this is an outrageous cover-up, not only of the true extent of Hillary Clinton's potential misconduct, but the corrupt reasons not to prosecute her under the law.
Now, that should be the biggest news story in the country. The FBI compiled a list of her crimes. They knew she had committed them. They went into detail in the list of the crimes. And did nothing. Now put that with what we learned this weekend about McCabe, who's like, well, you know, I looked at him. It's kind of like those the Catholic schoolboys, you know?
Yeah.
You could tell by looking at them that they're racist.
Of course.
You can tell by looking at Trump. Remember, McCabe's like, I talked to that guy, and man, I was disturbed because Russia might have been influencing him, so I had to launch the election. I'm sorry, the investigation. Okay? Why don't you launch an investigation into Hillary after you documented her crimes in a chart? Oh, well, I mean, no reasonable prosecutor would. It just becomes starker and starkerly, more and more and more black and white. If you are the right person, the FBI will assist you in covering up your crimes.
Right. And if you were not, if you were an outsider, if you were an anti-establishment person like Trump, then...
They will create crimes for you.
Yes, exactly. You know, it stuns me that if you just think about this, that maybe 20 or 30 years ago, somebody like Andrew McCabe, who basically was trying to lead a coup after an election, that they're now on national television conducting an interview out in the open. 20 or 30 years ago, in pretty much any country except this country, that person would either be in jail or would suddenly have disappeared. Or like they used to be in the Soviet Union, he's got a cold, and then you never hear from them again.
Right. Man, that flu's deadly.
And it's you know, it really bothers me that, and I guess this is an oxymoron, but thinking Democrats.
Sorry, that was funny. Keep going.
I'm gonna struggle through this.
All right.
That thinking Democrats are not realizing or not admitting to themselves what's going on here. Listen, I am all for anybody. If you've got evidence of a crime, put it out there, prove it, then try them and convict them. I don't care who they are.
I don't care either.
Political party. I don't care their race. I don't care their sexual orientation or whether they're uncertain about it. Makes absolutely no difference to me. If you have got evidence of a crime, make the charge, put the evidence out there, try them, convict them, let them get their appeal, and then do the sentence if they're convicted. Okay? Makes no difference to me. But when you have got obvious, made-up charges, obvious made-up evidence, and you have documentable facts that these things are not even accurate. What's wrong with you people?
I don't know. I don't know. But that should have been the big news.
Do you want power so badly that you are willing to violate the Constitution,
yes,
ethics, morality, everything else just to get somebody you don't like?
Out of office.
Oh, yep. They don't want just him out of office. They want him in prison. They want the Republican Party disbanded. They want to they're doing a tar and feather campaign against conservatives. This whole thing, I mean, it's just like Fox News showing just a while ago where these folks are trying to claim now that in the future that the MAGA hats will be the same as KKK robes. Tell me exactly what it is that Donald Trump is doing to discriminate against African Americans in this country. Because, you know, those Democrats, and they were Democrats in those KKK robes back in the day, they did discriminate against African Americans in this country. And they tried to stop the Civil Rights Act. And of course, it took Republican votes in the 60s to pass the Civil Rights Act. Republican votes. Check it out.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I every time they say Trump's a racist, I'm completely baffled.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. I can understand why you may want to say that about Hispanics. I'm not saying that I agree with you. I don't think it's true, because I see how that Trump's claims about Hispanics let's put it this way, the people coming over the southern border, it doesn't necessarily mean Hispanics.
You mean illegal immigrants.
Exactly.
Not
illegal immigrants. Exactly.
Let's not call them Hispanics.
Exactly. You're absolutely
They're
right.
Illegal immigrants. They come from all over the world.
Exactly.
They
are different races. They are different nationalities.
Haiti.
Many of them are Hispanic, but not all of them, obviously.
Right.
But, you know, He goes through this, and I can somewhat see that the way that you've been manipulated by the media, you could somehow think that. But what has Trump done to African Americans specifically? He has nominated them to high office. Exactly, the lowest unemployment rates in of all time. He's cut your taxes. We're doing things to increase the job opportunities in this area. The crime bill that he just signed, that's going to, you know, I mean, go on and on and on. In the face of overwhelming evidence, how are African Americans calling Donald Trump a racist, at least with regard to African Americans? I really would love to see the evidence for that.
Yeah. There isn't any. Like there isn't any evidence that Trump colluded with Russia. Meanwhile, you've got your FBI actually working to hide evidence of Hillary's crimes. That's the breaking news this weekend. Should have been the biggest story. Would have been in a country with an honest media, but we're not that country. You know, I've always told you, it's not that the left is against guns. They're not against guns for themselves. They're totally fine with that. They're against you having guns. And the main reason they're against you having guns is because you disagree with them. If you agreed with them, they'd be fine with you having guns. And I've given you multiple examples of this, like all the Hollywood liberals. Remember when they did that anti-gun march? Remember that? And Clooney and the wife contributed like $500,000 and they all went, all the Hollywood people, and they marched with paid armed security to protect them while they were marching. Or remember Bernie Sanders giving that gun control speech, flanked by armed Capitol Police on both sides. They don't intend to give up their guns. And they certainly don't intend for their supporters to give up their guns. You want proof? Here's just the latest. This is absolutely outrageous. Do you realize that the Democrats, you know, they've been slipping stuff with illegal immigrants into stuff lately? Border bill, all that kind of stuff. Do you know what they just did? They just passed a provision in the House Judiciary Committee that would make it illegal for ICE to be notified when an illegal alien tries to buy a gun. Fails a background check, tries to, they're going to fail because they're not allowed to buy a gun. They'll all fail, 100% rate. You just heard that right. Now, Representative Matt Gaetz was the first one to notify folks about this, and he put a copy of the legislation out there. He gets it almost right as to what their motive is. They hate ICE so much, he tweeted, that they'd keep ICE in the dark when illegals try to get guns. Think about that for a minute. They're here. They're an invasionary force. They've come by the millions, and now they want guns. And we know who they are. When they try to buy guns, got to provide all that info. Democrats don't want ICE identified. By the way, do you know trying to buy a gun is illegal if you're not legally able to own one? They theoretically could prosecute these illegals if they knew who they were. See, the Democrats don't want them to know who they are, so they can't prosecute them. This while they tried to take your guns, you who did nothing, who are innocent, every time there's a shooting of some sort. Now that seems contradictory, doesn't it? I mean, wouldn't they want to, if they object so much to guns in anybody's hands, outside of law enforcement, protecting them, why would they want illegals to get away with trying to get guns? Why are they okay with that, but they want you, the law-abiding gun owner, to turn in your guns? They want more laws on the books, more ways to prevent you. Yet an illegal immigrant going for a gun really ought to alarm people. Wow, he's trying to get a gun. Maybe we should stop him. Nah. Why? Because these are their supporters. If they want guns, they can have guns. It's just you. They don't want you to have a gun. Now, here's the stunning stat. Folks, how many illegals are in this country? Seriously, when you hear this stat, the FBI, this past year, this is 2018, the calendar year 2018, 12 months, the FBI this past year barred a record number of cases of illegal immigrants from buying guns because, you know, it's the FBI background check that you go through. How many? How many times did illegal immigrants attempt to buy guns and were turned down by the instant background check system? Are you ready for this? 7.8 million times. You're driving. You're busy. You think you just misunderstood that. No. 2018, the National Instant Criminal Background Check System listed 7.8 million illegal, unlawful alien attempted gun purchases in 2018. Now, here's the thing you got to know. That could be one illegal immigrant trying, you know, at all three gun shops in town. Could be one guy. Tried it three times. That doesn't mean 7.8 million individual illegal immigrants. Oh, okay. And I got that wrong. I got to apologize. I'm sorry. That's as of 2018, not in the calendar year 2018. Still, The National Instant Criminal Background Check System listed 7.8 million illegal unlawful alien attempts to purchase a gun that were foiled, that's good, as of 2018. The number has been increasing in recent years. Illegal immigrants rank at the top of the FBI's prohibited category for gun purchases. Yeah, because it's illegal. Okay, folks, this is the same thing. You know, this is the same thing as what? Do you remember when it's been the last 2 years? People in Venezuela were so hungry they were rioting for food. And so that led to mass, you know, unrest, violence and stuff. So what was the Maduro regime's solution to that? Because remember, guns are illegal in Venezuela, unless you're a member of the right party. They gave out guns to their supporters. Party members in good standing. So that you could use them on your, you know, starving, rioting neighbors. Just put down the revolution. Tell them to step away from the food truck. Not going to be any food today, just like yesterday. So, I mean, the Democrats, it's not that they object to guns. They love guns. They like lots of armed protection. It's certainly not that they object to their followers having guns or people they perceive as wanting to vote for them. What they object to is you having a gun because you disagree. There you go. There's all the evidence you need. Texter writes, it's sleeting all over. I drive from Anderson to get to Greer for work, and it has sleeted the whole way up 85. Be careful out there. Texter writes, hey, Tara, the vast majority of the South Carolina legislature are stupid. Are they capable of doing anything good or right? Seventh highest power rates in the country, worst roads, lax DUI laws, etc. Bunch of damn idiots. Yeah, I'd say that's pretty much the case. Seventh highest power rates in the country and working to go higher. Don't want any natural gas. Won't even consider it. No oil, nothing. Nope, none of that. Can't drill. That'll hurt the tourism industry. I don't know. How do you think those power rates hurt the tourism industry? Don't get me started again. Don't get me started. Meanwhile, Jussie Smollett. I know we have to revisit this. If you listen to this show, I want to say revisit. I declared this thing fake, what? Conservatively 72 hours after it broke. Just, yeah, I said it was fake. Because it was obviously fake. You could tell even then, as it was just getting started in the media, that it was fake. There's so many things didn't add up. There was only 60 seconds on the video camera. Because the police had his whole walk when he allegedly got attacked by the red hat wearing MAGA folks, who allegedly beat him up, threw bleach on him, you know, because he's black. And they just happened to have their noose when they saw it. Because, you know, those MAGA supports, the people in the red hat, they always have their nooses on, understandably. If you can get past all of that and that makes sense to you, the fact that there was only 60 seconds of his walk that was not on video and on all the video camera that they had, they couldn't find a beating. They also couldn't find anybody else. The only other two people on the cameras were walking away from the scenes, not toward. They couldn't make it make sense, the police, the Chicago police, from moment one. And I said, this is fake. Any reporter worth their salt would have held this and waited. But it was too good. Got to get it all in before we realize it's fake. No, that's what it was. That's what the rush is, folks. Got to get it out. Got to get it out. Got to get the hate out. Got to get the storyline out before it becomes clear it's fake. That way, only half the people see our retractions. We'll keep the nation divided. That's what they do. It's who they are. It's on purpose, folks. This wasn't an accident. This wasn't will to believe, want to believe. I could tell it was fake. Anybody reading mainstream media could tell it was fake. They knew it was fake. It just fit the narrative. It was too good not to loot to use while they could. Which brings us to today's second epic rant by Tucker Carlson, who absolutely nails this.
Almost 3,000 people were shot in the city of Chicago last year. Men, women, small children, sometimes alone, sometimes in groups. Many hundreds of them died. Not a single one of those people received anything like the attention the media have lavished on a relatively minor assault alleged by the television actor Jussie Smollett. On the other hand, none of Chicago's 3,000 shootings was even half as useful as Smollett's story. His story had everything. The national media long ago gave up the pretense of gathering news. Journalism is now explicitly a political job. The point of it is to enforce cultural orthodoxies and punish enemies. Jussie Smollett was the perfect vehicle for both of those things. Journalists pretended to be horrified as they recounted what he said happened to him, but secretly, they were thrilled.
There are many indications of a hate crime here. They are looking for two suspects who were apparently wearing Make America Great Again hats, though that has not yet been officially confirmed.
We don't know what happened to Jussie, but what we do know is that racism is alive and well in this country. There is real evidence of people who have done these crimes who cite that the president has inspired them.
The fact that they reportedly said this is MAGA country adds to sort of the atmosphere of menace that African Americans in particular and people of color in general have felt since the advent of the Trump administration.
And the media has really cast so much doubt on his story, which I find so personally offensive, that a gay black man is targeted and then suddenly he becomes the victim of people's disbelief. It's so outrageous.
He said his attackers hurled racial and homophobic slurs at him. And this is America in 2019.
This is America in 2019. To the national media, Smollett's story was the perfect metaphor for the Trump era. It was also, pretty clearly, a total crock. Smollett's account began to fall apart within hours. After a series of leaks from the obviously skeptical Chicago Police Department, Smollett's handlers paired him with a network anchor they could rely on to launder the hoax. In the end, Smollett sat for 16 and a half minutes with Robin Roberts of Good Morning America. Roberts surely knew there was ample evidence that Smollett was lying, but she decided to ignore that. Instead, Roberts colluded with him. She nodded empathetically as Smollett wept on camera. She asked no significant follow-up questions. The two parted like old friends. Both Smollett and Roberts turned out to be talented actors. Check out their performance on YouTube before it's scrubbed. You'll never watch ABC News again. Virtually every word they utter is dishonest. Smollett began by explaining that the men who attacked him were not muggers. They didn't want money. They assaulted him purely because of his identity as a gay black Democrat. People like Jussie Smollett aren't allowed to live in Donald Trump's America. That was the message of the attackers. This is MAGA country, they screamed. They were referring, of course, to Chicago, a city where 88% of the population voted against Donald Trump. As a crime story, it didn't make a lot of sense. And when skeptics on the internet raised basic questions about his story, Smollett attacked them as racist.
If I had said it was a Muslim or a Mexican or someone black, I feel like the doubters would have supported me a lot more. And that says a lot about the place that we are in our country right now. The fact that we have these fear mongrels, these people that are trying to separate us, and it's just not okay.
What you just heard is a near-perfect inversion of the truth. As Smollett himself might have put it, who exactly is the fear mongrel here? Who is dividing us? And who exactly is the victim in all of this? Well, Smollett claims that he's the victim. He tells us that he represents the most despised and unfashionable groups in America. That's why bigots doubt his story. The rest of us nod as if this were true, because we're required to do that. That's how dishonest our society has become. Everyone must lie all the time. We know the rules. We have no choice. Meanwhile, our leaders immediately jump to the defense of this supposedly unpopular person before even hearing the evidence. Within hours, at least two presidential candidates had described what happened to Smollett as a, quote, attempted lynching. They assumed on faith that he must be telling the truth. By definition, they smeared anyone who doubted him. They called him a hero. Is this the treatment that marginalized people receive? No, hardly. Smollett isn't powerless, far from it. His power lies in pretending that he has no power. In fact, Jussie Smollett and his promoters are the aggressors in this story. They launched a calculated campaign of slander against an entire group of people who have far less wealth and far less cultural influence than they have. If there's a bias crime here, they committed it. Will anyone be held accountable for this? Don't bet on it.
Yep, that's Tucker Carlson with your epic rant. Going to jump on the Ingalls Advantage talk line with John in Greenville. Hey, John.
Hey, Kelly. Real fast. The perfect crime, a MAGA hat, a lynching rope, homophobic slurs, personal injury, hot liquids, and the obligatory racial slur. The press is the national incentive for trying to produce systemic racism in our country. Second, the workplace shooting, 5 people killed, a black shooter, 5 white people, not one word was mentioned about race. That's just what I want to share with you.
You know, when you look at that and you think, well, yeah, he just happened to be black and the people he worked with happened to be white and he went nuts. But then you got it. You always got to look at it, John, the way it would be reported if it was the other way around. And you're right. There are 2 different standards in this country. Folks, that's what causes racial division more than any actual racial division that exists. It's the fakeness of it. The never-ending fake attack. But again, right after this broke, I told you it was fake. You could already tell. The Chicago Police Department did everything to their credit they could to discredit this right off the bat. In other words, they didn't let it get out of hand like other police departments have in the past think Ferguson and places like that by withholding information that changed the story. Ferguson PD, man, they withheld so much that it took a year for the truth to come out. Chicago PD didn't think, God, they at least helped the country not be torn apart by this. But I mean, it was literally within 72 hours. They had the video. They had his whole walk from the condo to the subway back to the condo. And the thing, I said it's fake because you're allegedly attacked, bleach is thrown on you, they try to lynch you, and you still have your completely unmolested Subway sandwich? Well, you managed to protect the sandwich during the attack? I mean, what? And these MAGA supporters who just carry their noose everywhere they go, and bleach, because, you know, we all do. You had bleach and a noose. Folks, it was 9 degrees below zero. That was the week it was freezing in the Midwest. With a wind chill of negative 15 to negative 25, they're walking around with bleach and a noose and MAGA hats in Chicago. Huh? I had a black guy call here and go, that doesn't even make sense. I was like, I know, it's fake. So for those of you who listened to this show, you knew it was fake. I don't even know when I did it. It's been over a week. It's been like a week. I don't know. It's been a while. This went since we first broke. I mean, you could look at this and go, this isn't ready for prime time. No reporter should have aired this without some critical reporting. It was obvious from the beginning, but they all ignored it, which is maddening. By the way, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, a lot of us were aghast at the border security thing that Trump signed. And one of the reasons people were freaking out was because of Section 224, where it said that it basically offered de facto amnesty for anyone claiming to be, a potential sponsor or a sponsor of an unaccompanied illegal alien minor. And so the way it was reported, including by Fox News at the time, was and Breitbart, this is a disaster. That would make every illegal alien adult, a potential sponsor, and so nobody could be deported. Not true. Fox, to their credit, correcting the record. It would actually apply to very few illegal immigrant adults. Department of Homeland Security explaining, no, in order to be considered a potential sponsor, you can't just say, hey, I want to sponsor somebody. You have to have filed significant paperwork, including proving your legal U.S. residency. This was not a mass amnesty. It was not what was presented. So maybe Ann Coulter flipping her lid a little early on this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.